Please be seated.
Ms. Diane, are you singing us or no? No, we don't have Metal Hymn, do we?
I'm new at this. I was thinking there was another hymn in there. But for communion, we shorten it. I forgot. The passage that you just heard Mr. Doctor read for us from Mark 10. Let the children come unto me. Do not hinder them. Isn't that a beautiful passage? And I hope it touches you and reminds you. Now, some of us are a little bit older than children. So we might have to pause and kind of give some thought to that. Can you remember being a little child and having a caregiver that would take your hand and lead you? Can you remember taking your mom's hand or your dad's hand or your uncle, aunt, grandma, grandpa? I don't know who. Maybe it was someone else that helped you and led you. Or someone who helped you as you were growing. A beloved one that was a mentor, a teacher perhaps, or a coach, or any number of different people that would have interacted with us. Can you remember being childlike and accepting that when you were with them, you didn't have to worry about anything at all? They would take care of everything. You were safe. I have to tell you a fun story. When Sarah was learning how to drive, her daddy was a little nervous. And so she fussed at me about this, that, and the other, and teaching her to drive. And I said, well, you know, it's your grandpa that taught me how to drive. And she had to pause, because you understand that Grandpa was huge to her, and my dad was a wonderful, wonderful man. But when she thought about that, she said, well, if Grandpa taught you, then I can trust you. I remember to this day, and I told my dad that, and he kind of looked at me shocked. But sometimes we do that and are not aware of it. At any rate, remember how that felt. You don't have to worry about anything. That other one will take care of you and do everything for you. Do you want to go back to that time? In some respects, we all do. I'm not sure I want to be that kiddo again. I don't know that I can remember that being the most satisfying time in my life, but there's a temptation for us to want to go back and let someone else do all the caregiving and all the caring and all that other work, and we just sit back. But one thing I've learned with the number of years that have piled by and the change of color that has indicated some aging is that we can never go back. You can never go back. You can never go back to what that was and should not. So think about that and contemplate childhood and your youth. As we listen to that pericope about Jesus and the children that were coming, people bringing their children to Jesus, and the disciples wanting to hold them back. You see, children were kind of, they were just in the way. You know how that feels in some respects. When you've got business, you've got important things to do, and the kids come running in and interrupt. Do not hinder them, Jesus said. Let them come unto me. But it's an important piece of what we need to understand, too, is that this is in Mark, and not far before this is an event that took place in chapter 9. We didn't read it this morning. Let me share it with you. Then Jesus and the disciples came to Capernaum, and he was in the house, and he asked them, what were you arguing about as we were walking here? But they were silent. For on the way, they had been arguing which one of them was the greatest disciple. Jesus sat down, the 12, and said to them, whoever wants to be the first must be last of all and servant of all. He knew what was going on. You understand what they were about. They knew Jesus was something else. They knew he was the Messiah. They trusted in that to some extent. They knew that he was leading a huge movement. And boy, that was kind of fun. And they are right there, his number two people. And they're expecting to reap some of the reward of his greatness. And they begin to argue about which of them is the greatest compared to Jesus. And so they're beginning to tout their laurels, if you will. They were like little children, self-centered. Jesus was famous. Each of them was going to be famous. It's like Christmas. They were a little bit vain, perhaps. And there are dangers in all of that. There are some dangers around arrogance and renown and status. And all of that was playing for the disciples. Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. And Jesus is helping try to understand that. That the greater we become, the more we must become servants in the kingdom. You recall, we're going to celebrate communion in a moment, but you recall that as he gathered with his disciples at that Passover feast, he gathered with them all. They had done the Passover. They stayed right on script. Everybody was used to all of this. They do it every year. It's like Thanksgiving. And then he paused, and he sought to wash their feet. Do you remember? And Simon Peter says, Lord, you'll never wash my feet. I need to wash your feet. You see, that foot washing is a sign of who is above who. And Jesus said, if you don't allow this, you have no peace with me. You see, as we grow in Christ, we grow in our ability to put power and authority and become servants. We change who and how, what we are about. That's a wonderful thing, and it's a hard thing, and the disciples struggled with it. The Gospel of John anticipated that a foot washing would be the pivotal event that would gather Christians together. It hasn't worked out that way. The communion, the service that he institutes later, that has become our pivotal gathering, the Eucharist, the holy gathering. But that servanthood is a vital and important part of what Jesus is about. Now, there is a mixed message here, because Jesus said, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. And we understand that, and we think we should become more childlike. Is that kind of the direction we tend to lean? And we would be traveling in the wrong direction. We are not to become more childlike or less aware of who and what we are, but we are to come with humility, with that sense of understanding that we are merely the children and he is the master. And it is not about fame or glory or renown. Paul got it right. Paul, the you remember Paul from Tarsus? And he says, when I was a child, I spoke like a child and I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put away childish ways. This is a journeying from being that innocent, holding the hand of another who is taking care of everything and leaving us to just drift through life oblivious and putting away those childish ways to know who and what we are and where we are. You see, we've grown. Not just in the other ways that we talk about sometimes, but we've grown as we've journeyed through life. Our in history is a compendium of events that have shaped us and changed us. Think about that. If you take a 2-year-old and ask them to write their life story, it's not going to be very long. But some of us are a little older than 2, and we have an entire history of things that we've done. Some things have been tremendous successes and tremendous achievements, and some have been failures. And there have been errors that we have made. And we are grateful that Christ forgives us and brings us to right relationship from those. So we don't stay there. But those things that we've done, the parts of our history, they all help us to become who we are now. No more like a child, we have now grown in Christ. We've grown in our ability to reach out and to care, to see those in need, to understand how we can offer Christ in ways that Christ would have us be. Whoever does not enter the kingdom as a child, childish, accepting Christ, allowing ourselves to be the ones led, yes. But putting away childish things and understanding that we are now the adults that must take the hands of others and lead them and help them. Not to be over them, but in servitude to lead them as Christ has led us. We will take that responsibility. We will nurture others. We will understand that we have obligations for all of creation and for one another. And we will grow in Christ even as we continue to follow as children. A paradox, a blessing, and a gift. Amen.